This is Twit.
In other news, Pocket Casts, my podcast app for years. You may remember back in 2018, Pocket Casts was acquired by a public radio consortium called Pocket Media, members like NPR, New York Public Radio, and a few others. They all kind of went in and acquired Pocket Casts. Well, apparently the group has decided to sell the service off. From the article that I read, Pocket Casts had a net loss in 2020. NPR's share alone came to around an $800,000 loss. And that's just NPR and, you know, one entity within this consortium. So we'll see what happens, who ends up buying Pocket Casts. Hopefully someone does. I don't want it to go away. I love Pocket Casts and I love the people who make it. And I'd be really bummed to see anything bad happen with it.
It would suck to see after an acquisition then to see the people, you know, like hopefully they can sell it to somebody who, you know, can A, either turn it around and make it profitable or, you know, accepts the fact that it's a loss leader and becomes a portion, you know, a piece of a larger puzzle because it's the best app. It's the best podcast app. I don't want to have to find another one. So. And you know, they're longtime friends of the show and we've been longtime supporters and I paid when they went before they were acquired for that, like, you know, there was that subscription model or whatever. Yep. I would gladly pay. That's the kind of thing I'd gladly pay a monthly fee for this app. So hopefully you do too.
I was just going to say, it's interesting. Uncle Bick in the chat room says, I hope it is not Google. In other words, I hope Google is not the one that buys them. Some of the articles that I was reading about this comments to the same. And it just makes me realize how much that pendulum has shifted as far as like Google buying things. It used to be that Google bought something and that generated excitement. And now we're at this point where it's like, oh my goodness, Google bought it. What's going to happen now? Like this nervousness. But who knows?
Because maybe Google buy it. Is a technology company, not a product company.
Yeah, yeah.
And Pocket Casts is a really good product, which, you know, full disclosure, Russell Ivanovic, who is at Pocket Casts, was my co-host on Material for a while. So I was, you know, this is a big headline. For me, it also makes me think of just about like the general podcasting sphere. What's going on with Spotify and how it's sort of like, you know, come storming into the market. I mean, honestly, nobody invited Spotify to do podcasts. They just sort of opened the door and stormed right into the party. And mm-hmm. we allow them in because they brought enough beer for everyone. I understand that.
Wait a minute. Spotify has beer?
But do we like who they brought with them?
Joe Rogan.
Yeah, well, there are some examples, but there for sure.
I mean, I don't want to focus on that little tidbit. I do want to say, though, it is making me think about, because, I mean, Google Podcasts is just I'm still getting surveys about how they can make it better for me. And I'm like, it's been years. I'm just not invested in you. I am, however, very invested in Pocket Casts. I have a long queue of even like episodic podcasts, things that were just sort of like one season of something. And it's sort of become this like archive. It's like it's like a DVD shelf of podcasts. And that's why it's so good. And I know we don't want Google to buy it, but money is nice. Money keeps people working.
Yeah. Money is nice. If Google bought it.
2020 was a hard... It sucks because I feel like 2020 was a hard year to have that materialize
happen.
In some sort of way.
Right. Yeah, true. I agree. Yeah.
And you got to wonder also if part of this is because of the decline in listenership because people aren't commuting and all that sort of stuff. Like the podcast landscape definitely shifted in 2020. Unfortunately, I've seen it with my shows and shows that I work on and things like that outside of this one. And you got to wonder how that affects the app that runs it, you know, and that sort of thing. So, you know, hopefully, I would gladly be happy if Google bought this and then replaced Google Podcasts with Pocket Casts. I would gladly.
Yeah, I'd it's use fine. It just slot it in. It's you see that little icon? Yeah. Just
change it.
No problem.
That's all. Just drop it in. Drag and drop. So.
I mean, I'm looking at the Pocket Casts site. Like I forgot. I just stopped thinking about the fact that they still offer a paid aspect to the app. I just kind of assumed it was free still. And it is free, but if you want Pocket Cast Plus, that's 99 cents a month or $9.99 a year. And that
gave you the desktop apps. Yeah. Watch playback, themes, cloud search. They need to make, I mean, Russell, you know we love you, and I use the desktop app and that sort of thing. But like, I don't think that this, I think you need more functionality to make Plus to get people to jump. Like, what can it do to, and they probably bang their heads against this, but you know, I would either charge more for it or come up with additional functionality to make it that much more compelling. But everyone who listens, if you use Pocket Casts, go sign up for Plus, period, just to show your support. You know, like, we've recommended it for years. It's for a reason. It's the best one.
So. Yeah, it's our favorite. Everybody has their fave.